of the fake Paul Chris Twitter accounts, the Paul Chris memes, the evil Paul Chris. What are your thoughts on those?
I really enjoy them. I've shown them to him. He thinks they're very funny. He thinks they're very honest and true. Yeah.
So a couple years ago, Vince Beagle said that Coach Chris was like the funniest guy in the program, but never will show that to anybody. Is that true? Can you confirm that?
I can definitely confirm that. Not the most outgoing, doesn't like to talk, doesn't like to say a lot to the media, doesn't really go on social media, doesn't know what a tweet, what an Instagram is, but he's a funny guy, hometown guy.
What's your favorite part about playing in a Jim Leonard defense?
Playing outside linebacker. I get to do a lot of cool different things and show my versatility as an athlete and a player.
You were up on the line a lot in Wisconsin. Good deal. Do you feel like you got to show your off-the-ball abilities this week, maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm playing Will this week off the ball. So inside the box, I think that was a big question mark in my game. It's not because I can't do it. It's just because I've never done it before. I'm excited to get after it.
How do you feel about the angle? I mean, the angles are a little different, when you're dropping and looking over your shoulder, trying to make sure you're in the right drop zones and stuff. Do you feel relatively comfortable with all that stuff?
Yeah, I dropped a lot in college. Have familiarity with the same sort of drops the inside backers are doing.
That pick you had against Michigan State, that was on the drop. You got a hand on it real quick, looking inside. But is that just like, is that something you point to and say, I've done it, I can do it?
that's film study. Knowing that they were going to run the double slants behind me, jump into the lane, and then make a play on the ball.
Do you look at yourself in some ways, the NFL is changing.
Yeah.
And a lot of the college linebackers are making their way into the NFL, and that's what they're looking for. Do you see yourself as that kind of a prototype now?
What is that?
Well, I mean, a guy who's not 260 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's passing league now. Teams are going towards a lot of nickel and dime packages. And I feel like with my versatility, my speed, but also with my physicality, I fit that mold.
Do you sense it there? I don't know if I haven't talked to them yet, though. When they see your sacks and your tackles for loss, they kind of get attracted to that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of what I hope that happens. I hope I have attracted scouts and triggered teams to come to me. Know that I can do a lot of different things.
What do you, as a pass rusher, how do you see yourself?
A speed guy, yeah. I pretty much want to show that you don't need to be 6'5", 265, 275 to be an edge rusher. As long as you develop your own skill set and your own way of doing things, I think you can have success in it.
Are there certain guys
in the way Coach Leonard needed you to play?
Yep.
What was his kind of explanation to you? Kind of explaining, hey, this is where I need you to best help the defense.
In the 3-4 that we played, the inside guys were space eaters, eating up blocks. Our guys were more than willing to do that. And very thankful for those guys. Inside backers fill gaps off the D-line. And then the outside backers are our playmakers. We get the sacks. We get interceptions. We're knifing inside. We're setting the edge. Just doing a lot of different things.
And then, you need those movement skills in what you already call the passing league.
Yep.
But there are still, guys like Henry running around too. So
absolutely.
How do you kind of balance that to make sure, you're at the right weight that you feel comfortable at, but you can also bring the wood when you need to?
Yeah, that's a big benefit coming from Wisconsin. It's a hard-nosed, gritty type of football.
Yeah.
We play a physical brand of football that not many teams in college do. And me being a speed player, I really have got that integrated in my mind that I need to be physical as well.
What do you weigh in here?
240.
And is that is that more than you played most of the year at?
I played last season at 235. I just knew I was going to play some off the ball, and I want to show that I can fluctuate in weight with whatever I need to do.
Is that, you're comfortable with that? Do you think you need to go higher, or is that a good weight?
I feel comfortable right now, yeah.
Are you are you close with Ryan Connolly?
I played with him, yep.
Yeah. Have you followed his progress with the Giants?
Absolutely, he's doing big things. Just shows me that a quarterback in high school can make an impact in the league on defense.
That's what you
unfortunately got hurt. Yes,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah. I mean, Wisconsin seems to just, they seem to always look for quarterbacks in terms of
TJ Edwards, TJ Watt, Andrew Van Ginkle.
Why is that?
Wisconsin's a big development school. They know you're not going to come in and play. It's rare that a player comes in and plays right away. Most guys go through the redshirt program, developmental lifts, getting the guy prepared mentally and physically to play the position.
Did you play linebacker in high school at all?
No, not at all.
No. Any defense?
No.
No. So, as a senior in high school, if I told you, you know, I think in 4 years you're going to probably be at the Senior Bowl, showing, you know, with all these sacks to be an NFL linebacker, what would you have said?
I would have said, you're crazy. I came into college at 205, definitely not ready to be an edge defender in the Big Ten. Worked my tail off, and turned out for me.
What did they see in you, though? Because you weren't a quarterback, obviously, right? They never told you to come to a quarterback.
Yeah, athleticism, frame, something that they could work with, a project. And they knew I had the work ethic.
Is there anyone in the NFL who you look at and say, I can be like him?
Joe Schobert, just because I was in the same room as him.
Right.
Similar body type, really modeled my game after him, took tidbits of his game and kind of evolved my own game, doing the same thing. I feel like I could really make the same transition to inside backer as he did.
Is he as much of a pass rusher, though, as you are?
But he plays true inside now.
Right.
Zach, you brought up film study earlier, and you said that you used to play quarterback, obviously, in high school. How much does that help you when you're studying films? You got to study for route dropping, you got to study for run plays coming towards you. So is quarterback background help? Is film study still difficult because you have all those responsibilities? What's it like?
With the spread offenses nowadays, everyone's running the zone read. It's exactly what I ran in high school. I was a running quarterback. I was rarely handing the ball off in those zone reads because players are so undisciplined in high school.
Yeah.
Because I was keeping it every time, so it just taught me as an edge defender to be patient and keep hold your water.
Right. So, do you look at a quarterback when he's at the mesh point? And you go, oh, that's what I look like. Yeah, he's about to keep this ball.
No, you just got to be patient with it do whatever's played.
Made a lot of plays on the backside and inside zone, knifing through a tight end and a tackle. Is that a play where your responsibility is a C gap, or is that Coach Leonard giving you the freedom to go make a play if you think you can go do it?
Both. He calls the play. I play the play. It is a knife into the C gap.
Sure.
I like doing that a lot.
Do you have a play that stands out to you in your senior year as like your favorite play, your best play, something you were like, oh man, I killed that one?
Probably the strip sack versus Michigan.
Yeah.
I made a great move on a great offensive tackle.
Yeah. Who was it?
John Runyon.
What was the move?
It was just a slap swing on the outside.
Right. Did you know you were going to get him with it? Is that like coming in the film prep?
I had been setting him up during the game. I got it in the fourth quarter, I think.
Nice. That's awesome.
As a former quarterback, do you ever feel really bad for those guys that you have?
Yeah. It doesn't feel good.